sections and then remove the last one and do another vote on that later to handle conferences going in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. And before I go to the next person, Greg, should I be calling upon you as the parliamentarian or just wait until we've done our round of discussions?
Right now, just wait until you've done the round of discussions.
Thank you, Greg. Our next delegate is ZAF003. Marion, please unmute Marion.
Hi there, thank you. This is my third ABC, and whilst I think there's been a fantastic attempt to improve things in terms of the voting, it is clear that we are not going to get through this in the time frame allowed in terms of all the proposals. Realistically, we have different orders of business. The board needs to be ratified. Certain other essentials need to be handled. I believe we have reached the point already to involve the World Blood Fellowship where we need to do quarterly proposal reviews permanently. And I think I will be exhausted. It's going to be midnight before this finishes for me. And it's a repeat tomorrow. I have a granddaughter's birthday that I need to get to. I need to get to the rest of my life. I've paused it for 2 days, and I'm sure that it's the same for other people. When we go into Sunday in the UK, it's Monday in Australia. So I think that that's not realistic to keep going. And I don't believe 2 hours once a quarter is going to be enough either. And with that, I'll pause.
Thank you, Marianne. And we have Region 5, Christopher.
Thank you. I'm used to doing 3-day conferences minimum. So that's no big deal to me. I would be happy to do for the second option, do a third full day. 2 days is probably not going to be enough in any future years either. The best delegate that actually, that can set aside the time should be representing their intergroup or their region. I think that's probably all I want to say. Thanks.
Thanks, Christopher. And next we have Jim B.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Jim B. representing intergroup from San Francisco Bay. And I'm leaning towards the scheduled quarterly delegate meetings and thinking that we want the voice of the delegates to be heard and to be more involved. So I think that's a good way to start expanding that so that the delegates can participate and be heard and be involved. And I think it would be a great framework to not simply have it once a year, the delegates have a voice, but have it throughout the year. So I'm all for quarterly delegate meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Calling upon Lisa, I don't know your meeting number. It's not there. If you could say that when you're talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was there. I got kicked off, and when I came back on, it was gone. I'm not clear on the difference in language. When something is referred to the WSO, does that mean it's referred to the Worldwide Fellowship, or does that mean it's referred to the board? And if it's referred to the board, I'm just not sure why that's not made more clear. Thank you.
Okay. Mary Jo, do you want to take that? I would respond with it. I'll let you say what you need to say.
It's meant to be referred to the board and the board's committees, I believe.
Okay, thank you. Calling on Region 2, Carol.
Yes, for one thing, Sunday is Mother's Day. For you men, maybe that's not important. But I don't plan on doing a whole day Sunday. I think we need to look in the future at some way to to narrow down the proposals by a larger percentage of what's going to pass and what isn't. And also a little tighter on how they're worded so that we don't have to go over them and over them and over them. I don't know how that's going to be done. I do believe that the delegates need to be involved during the year more. And like I said before, I think we do need committees of the conference committees rather than board committees. That would take something off the board too. They wouldn't have to be doing all that. But I don't really like any of these suggestions here, other than putting this off, but not to June. If we're going to do it, it'll have to be in June, July, or August. I've got something going in June, so that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. I'm just going to do a time check. How many more minutes have we got left for questions and discussion?
Four.
4 minutes. Okay, so I'm just going to try and get some people that haven't spoken. And I don't believe we've heard from TEL0381. Al, is it?
My name is M. I'm an adult child. And I realize that what's going on here is different from what has gone on before when we meet in person. And so, this is a period of adjustment and understanding and change up. And even if it's only temporary that we meet quarterly in order to establish a procedure to limit, what we can do in 2 days at this assembly, maybe we can do that where we meet quarterly to finish the business as well as to determine a way of, being able to handle everything. Something to pare things down where it's possible to handle, whatever the business is. I pass.
Thank you. Calling upon Web 0541, Monique.
Hi, Monique. So I just want to make it clear once again, as I did in training, that, if we want to welcome diversity and BIPOC folk, that we have to make it accessible. Which that means that taking 2 days off is a privilege for some, and some people have to work and have other obligations. So I'm more in favor of scheduling quarterly, and just again, to keep in mind, people don't have the privilege, marginalized groups, to take off of work for 3 days, even today or tomorrow. So I am in strong support of, making this at least 4 hours, quarterly. We have to keep in mind that we have to welcome diversity in these conversations, in these conferences. And by doing so, that has to make it accessible to people who are able to perhaps attend these conferences. And we can't do it for 2 days, full days, let alone a third day. So again, quarterly delegate meetings of 2 to 4 hours, we have to end it today and move forward. That is just welcome and diversity. Thank you.
Thank you. WEB0615, Kate, I don't think we've heard from you. Are you on mute? Okay. Let's see what happens. Alrighty, we have CA1331, Zoe H.
Thank you. I prefer having quarterly meetings, but have them up to 4 hours. I don't think 2 hours is enough. And I would suggest doing four of those on top of what we're doing this weekend or this Friday and Saturday. One in June, one in September, one in November, and one in February. The June meeting could deal with the spillover from the ABC. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sue, the 10 minutes you allocated has expired.
Thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that. So that's all the time that we have for questions. So Brad is going to pull together the election buddy.
Sue, So did you want me to address the request
that
we split out the one?
Could you? Yeah, thank you, Greg. I forgot
that. Consider that this is a motion that's been put forward. If for instance, that quarterly meeting does not transpire, it's quite, you know, it's quite doable to have something like that implemented anyway. So just saying, but right now it's part of the motion.
Okay, thank you. All righty, so are we ready to go to voting on our election buddy, Brad?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a brief comment. There was a disparaging remark towards a group in that in the list of voters, in the list of speakers. I'd ask people to refrain and keep this a safe environment and not make comments toward any individual groups.
Okay.
I'm sorry that I said that.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate that. None of us are perfect, and it's important to acknowledge and to keep doing better as we know more. Thank you, Brad, for bringing that up. And alrighty, so let us know the
poll's ready, and I'm going to launch now. Okay. Yes, Sue. Launch it now.
Launch it now.
Okay. Thank you. I think we have 20 seconds.
Okay.
And that's it. We'll close it. And I'm bringing up the results. And I'm sharing them. And I'll make it a little bigger.
If you could make it bigger, that would be lovely.
Yeah.
For many of us.
That's about as big as I get to fit on the screen.
All right. Okay. So, 57.1% is scheduled quarterly delegate meetings. And all the other ones are less than 20%. Is that, Mary, Greg, can you guide me in this?
Well, the way we've stated it, it would be that we vote between that and the do not agree with any of these.
All righty, let's do that. And I'm assuming we have quorum. I didn't hear otherwise.
Yes, we had quorum.
Okay.
Almost there. And launching.
All righty. And make it nice and big.
Another 20 seconds.
Alrighty. Good time to just breathe, everybody. Just breathe and take a little break. Or do a little stretch.
Not on camera.
Yeah, not on camera.
Just a couple more seconds here, and I'm going to close it.
Okay.
And we're closing. Okay, and kind of share the results. And results are up. I'm sharing the screen and I'm making it bigger.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so there's a clear
direction. There we go.
Thank you so much. There's a clear direction, 83.3% for scheduling quarterly delegate meetings.
And we had quorum.
We have quorum. All righty. So is this where we would ask for a minority voice at this point?
Mm-hmm. Point of order, and since I don't know, that's a bad thing since I was involved with other people in drafting this process. Is this something we need to send out as a motion to the for the overnight voting, in which case minority opinion would wait till tomorrow? It seems like we're telling people if they're not here, they can vote tonight on major things. So I'm wondering if maybe we should just make that call.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. And Greg, do you want to comment on that as our parliamentarian?
As I said when we first started this, yeah, this is creating a motion. I didn't see it any other way.
All righty. And so at this point, it will go to worldwide online voting. And we will hear the minority voice tomorrow, and we'll wait and see. At this point, Mary Jo, I think it's, I turn this over to you.
Yes. Thank you, Sue. Okay. We